참회의 몸을 풀어. 참회의 어디서도 봐. 자, 어디서도 봐. 어디서도 봐. 하여튼, 그, 미국이 아주 더나오죠. 뭐지, 칭파. 자, 이 참회의 자, 이 개선 가도 싫고, 그, 이 몸이 그렇게 이제 위스노 성차도신 앞뒤에 심사대 아우는 이 보백샤 심혼 메인 라샤보 so he's only voyeg 아샤보 it's cold today 브라카 아키 so 이 시골 아시라이신 Efter Shiva Sime Amishke, Bein Nomalu Machma Sigule, U Bein Loyamalu Machma Sigule, Ni Borech Shasim Chabimein, I Kam Deilech, I Omalu Machma Sigule, Ni Borech Shasim Chabimein, I Loy Loy, I Chi Omalu Machma Sigule, Ad Imas, Omar Apape, Mishmei Dehove, Ad Reisa, Yar Cheshai, יבורך שעשים חבימייני ביטחו לחזימו ואין מה אמר להם יקחו לי מחמסו לקורוסי לכם על ידוסי תסתול את האוס ואני מבית בן אני מבית מיו ביקור זו גברי צודקי So that is after Umikore, Meima, before the wedding, when can you start saying Shasim Chabimene? Omar Afope, Michi Rome, Sare, Beatim. Of course, all the Rishim comes out, and that explains why, I mean, the figure of Washington, why we don't say Shasim Chabimene before the wedding. That was only Shayach, his man Chazal. When the practice was that the addition took place first and then many months later the ensuing took place. Some male in Shayach to say Hasim Chabimene even before the ensuing, before the wedding. But today when the addition and the ensuing took place together, so before the addition it's not Shayach. It's not Shayach. You know, what it's called engagement, that engagement is only a promise, that's all. Has no legal significance except as a promise. Of course, somebody brings up an engagement, so it involves a Yisrael of Shias Yisrael Yazavu and Abachazov. But it has no legal significance except Shias Yisrael Yazavu and Abachazov. It's true, I mean, it's called a Chosin. So that's Roshim Yodam, but he's not a Chosin. And true Dushin is not Shayach to say he's a Chosin. So, but Bisman Chazal, when the Dushin took place first, and then months later the Nisim, so it was Shayach to say Asim Chabimene, even before the Nisim, even before the Chuk. And in Korem Eimas, Omar Afrofe Michi Rome Sare Basim. Yei Sheirin, well that was in the days, you know, before, you know, the modern times, when there was no such practice, you know, of going to a cater and make arrangements and so on. So everybody had to make all the preparations themselves. I mean, the parents had to make all the preparations themselves. So in Rome, before, I mean, the Industrial Revolution, so naturally everything had to be done by everybody, everything. So they had to come to Rome, here came, saying that they are singing, they sharing, Baribas Mai, the Hadu Sihon, the Sihon. In other words, that's one shot. In other words, to prepare the beer. Now, beer is made from barley, I mean, the name is made in many ways. But this man Chazal was made primarily from Bali. So then, when you start soaking the boiling water for the purpose that was the first step in the making of the beer, so then you could start, and it was already after the dujin, but before the wedding, so you could start saying Hasim Chonim, Nadopshat, Yeshemir Mishim Achosim Ba'akawa, Zeirim Zeirim Biotzi, Lema Fru Vu Vitimchu Kisirim Alo. So, in those days, there was a practice that when a couple got married, so the parents of the couple, of the Chosin and the Kale, they planted Zeirim in the plant. So just as a symbol, Simone Mills, it has a certain effect on one's psyche. Just as we need something sweet of a Shona night, it doesn't mean because of that, that will affect the year. No, it means it will make an impression upon your own psyche. Maybe you will try to realize that kind of behavior pattern that will be conducive to you. So you have to, as a semen, Amy Varapopi Isaac Lab and Marbrey who borrowed me Shasiras. You see that. That before Eros and Nashayach, that is the longest time for it. So, Mishasiras, Shana Rapopi, Da'ave, Triachle, Isaac Librei, Shidachle Mishon, Uboich Mishasiras, Mishasim Homein, you see, today, in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, so we say, a girl, so was engaged, so we wouldn't say Mishtapcha, it was saying Mishaus, but just the use of a certain term, in a certain sense, Poteras means Dushin. So when Gemore or Rishayim or Poskim refer to engagement, they say Shidach, Mishtapcha, not Mishaus. That's the usage in modern Hebrew. Misal. Isaac Librei Shidach Lidusha. Uborich Mishasiras in Shasim Chobehen. Rabbina Isaac Librei Beratchide Chavadide. Uborich Mishasiras. Omali. Oma Kaini Gavaye Dohadrim. So he said, people wondered how he's already saying Hasim Chomeini he will break off. So how is he saying? So he just took it for granted he won't break off. So when he's tired, he said Adrabu. So one should not take too much for granted. So we did that. Rav Tachlife Balmarobe Yiklali Boda Borich Shita Richt. They see dwelling long ones. They see dwelling al shahakir about the tachitir rishina, the chosam behem, the boch. In other words, shahakir and the first broche of Yitzir, that's his tachitir rishina. So has not seen the boch. It's the order. Asher yotza has a chsime the boch. But it's the order not. But she was made the Shahakabal Khmede and each Adam also into an Aguha with the Chsimedian. Unless you have scabbard. So I mean that Shahakil and each Adam is not Chisimiko. So Rashi says, keep the Rashi to Lilo. Keep the Rashi to Lilo. Rav Chavide Yikla Libin Yihule Borich Shasim Chobinem the priest. So he also said, answer for me. He bless you for the kabbalah. We should be treated, we should tarry in peace. In other words, the priest, we don't see a simple day because there is an element of sadness also in the priest. Tzaradi in the priest. So, Mele, he goes to Simche, but since there is an element of Tzar involved, so he cannot say, has Simche in it. Now, when do we say, so, in final analysis, when do we say Hasim Khomeini? Only if Hasim Khomeini is Sheva Boha. Hasim Khomeini is Sheva Boha. And I please don't say, and Pina Ben we don't say, and Pina Ben certainly don't say, please, there was a Shita, yes, but we passed not. But other thought, however, it's not done with a Yam Shishleini. In Bavakame, Yam Shishleini in Bavakame, so today we see him after the period in Hubei. Of course, today if somebody finishes, makes a CM on Bubakame, they are to see him after he finishes all of Bubakame. And those who learned the Hayomi, I mean, of course, when will they meet the CM on Bubakame after they finish all of Bubakame? But the Yamshi Shreike, instead to the other Gemore, it's remarkable, it's interesting. So he made the CN when he finished all the Gemara. But in respect to Baba Kame, he made the CN after Mabu. Because Achebe, even though Achebe also deals with similar knowledge, Achebe and Agitlaitin and that all, Hadezel, Hadiba Kame, Hadiba Basra deal with the same things that Yehuda discusses. Doesn't Achebel, I mean, Hadizel Kamen, Hadizel Basre, deal with what? With Gazlan. And what does Mehuvah deal with? Ganev, Gazlan. So, why I don't understand. But this is what the Yamshi Shleimer decided. He probably had a good reason. He wouldn't do just, you know, Yamshi Shleimer, I mean, on the basis of the moon. He was not that kind of a person. So, but he says that he made a CM, so he writes a whole Marochel, you know, the whole treatise on the Indian of the Suda's meat. What is a Suda's meat? What is not a Suda's meat? So he mentions the Morgan Shabbos in Kokisvei that when one finishes a Mishachte, so then he makes a Suda, because this is a Suda's meat. So he discusses the mitzvah, the Suda's mitzvah. So in other words, this treatise after Merubah by Yom Shreini is the main source on Suda's mitzvah. Main source on this. In other words, what if you have any tshuva on Suda's mitzvah, so they'll always mention Yom Shreini. That's the main source. So there he discusses the union of Hasim Chobimeinei. The Yom Shleimer says that Hasim Chomeine will only say two kinds of Suda's mitzvah. Either Nisui, Sheva Boha, Salsa Nisui, or Asir and Misa. We have to say Hasim Chomeine. No one does. No one does. Why? I don't know at all. There are certain people who like to, you know, to mention new things. And that they no one introduced so far. I mean, I don't know. So he says that in the Suda of Isiyam, we have to say a simple name. And he does not explain why. I thought about it. I mean, why? So, and he's the only thing that he does mention is because there was one Mandoma who said that the Debris, we also say a simple name. We don't ask like that. So why not? Because there is an element of Tzar, Tzaradi Miki. So that's a raya that Hasim Chomeini is not peculiar to Nisui. If Hasim Chomeini would be peculiar to Nisui, so why do we have to resort to the term of Tzaradi Miki? It's not Nisui, it's something else. Some Mele, and that term of Tzaradi Miki is not Chaya. Regabe, Suda Sinu. So Mele, we have to say, the Paschal Yom Shleimer, we have to say Hasim Chomeini. Now, I think that this can be explained. What does it mean, Asimcha B'Meir? The one is the Rebbeinu Shalom, who has Simcha in his Moed. In his Moed. So the, at the beginning of Chagiga, compared to Yerushim, I mean, of course, the Tzagadete is very, very difficult. But so at the beginning of that period, the Gemara says in Yerushim that there are Sheba heavens, seven heavens. One of the seven heavens is called Moed. One of the seven heavens is called Moed. What is Moed? Sheboi Eya v'cheishach. Sheboi Eitzri shal Eya. The Eitzri shal cheishach. So Moed is that heaven. Which is a storage place. It's a storehouse. Moed is a heavenly storehouse. This is what the Gemara says. And in that storehouse are stored the sources of light and the sources of darkness. That's what the Gemara says at the beginning of the period. So when we say Shasimcha B'Meir, we emphasize the fact that there is joy in that heaven. Which heaven? Moed. And what kind of a heaven is it? That's the place where the sources of light and darkness are stored. Now, the Gemara says in the Vomes, that some days I think, Omar Rove, Kamo Tevo Ishati, how great is a good woman. So, as reference, not to Pshute, to the woman that he married, but to the Torah. So, Kamoteiro, Isha Teiro, Shehakosu, Shenim Sholomiteo, Shenim Sholomiteo. That's what Torah is. I mean, it's not that Torah had in Sophic, whether Shlomo says in Sohai in Isha, whether he has reference. The Isha to Mashmoed, the wife, or his wife of the Torah. Both are true. In other words, the Torah was compared to a woman. I mean, the Moshe of Shirashirim is there. I mean, the whole Moshe of Shirashirim is there. So, Torah was compared to a woman. So, I mean, this can point out the absurdity. Inconceivable absurdity of all the modern people who say that the Torah, well, because they don't say the Torah, they say outright Judaism, but when they say outright Judaism, they mean the Torah. So that the Torah has such an attitude to a woman and considers the woman inferior. So you see, I mean that I read many articles by modern people, modern rabbis, modern rabbis, and women in life, that the woman in the traditional Judaism, so has a subhuman status, just like that. I mean, how ridiculous it is. And still, it gets a lot of publicity, you know. If somebody writes such an article, so he's a scholar. Just for that, he becomes a scholar. Just by saying that. So here, the Torah is compared to a woman, or the woman is compared to the Torah. And the whole Moshe of Shirashirim is that. The whole Moshe of Shirashirim. As a matter of fact, I once said in a lecture, you know, Schopenhauer, he was a great philosopher, Schopenhauer, and Nietzsche. were great philosophers, and Schopenhauer and Nietzsche. So both hated the Rebbeinu Shalom, and they hated the Torah with a passion. They hated the Torah, and Nietzsche too. They hated the Rebbeinu Shalom, hated the Torah, and hated women. Nietzsche writes that the woman is the source of all evil. The source of all evil. And the Jewish Torah is the source, doesn't say source of all evil, but the source of all weakness and softness. And of course, we all hate to go to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in other words, and so this is the paradox. Historically, so people, philosophers, who are not the Yavi Yisrael, and they are not the Rabbanim and Albert Jews, Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, so they equated the Torah with the high regard for the moon. And halachically, so the Torah is compared, I mean, to a woman, and woman is compared to the Torah, and there's the whole Moshe of Shirashiri. The whole motion of hearing is based upon that conscience. So, what is the comparison? You see, in regard to the Torah, so, David says, Piri Kufi says, Rulei si Ros Chosha Ashuei ki Oza Vaditi Bionu. In other words, if not for the Torah, he would get lost. He would disintegrate. I mean, I see it myself since I had this thought. I wouldn't be able to bear that pain. I would have become a vegetable. I mean, the first week, only because that it was the only thing that saved me. And so that means the Torah has the care, has the capacity to inject joy in the midst of darkness. Who is the Rosh Hashanah because of Al-Tabar? And the ideal wife is like the Torah. That's why what it says, come on, people, you shall be on. Shakosuki Shapo. So high in Shahoa. In the Isha Hakosuki Dabi. Come on, people, you shall be on. Shakosuki Shapo. In the Tayo Hakosuki Dabi. Come on, people, you shall be on. She. Jews on the terror. So, an ideal Jewish wife is the kind of a woman who is capable of injecting joy in the midst of trouble. I mean, as a matter of fact, Yerushalayim says, they have that practice, but peace and conscience of the Hemingway, as he said, whatever Yerushalayim do, which is good, we have to emulate them. Alibi that the modern Jews and the modern rabbis would emulate the example of the Catholic faith. So, CBS decided to advertise a certain kind of a contraceptive. So, there was such commotion by the Catholic Church. Every Catholic priest is attacking it. And you say, all right, the Catholic Church is opposed to contraception. But it's not their foundation. They're opposed. So because they advertise a certain kind of a contraceptive, so the whole Catholic Church is up in arms against the CBS, and the CBS got fight. We are not introducing it right now because there's such emotion, such an outrage it's about. And here, so conservative rabbis carry out deals in the Nadias Mitzvah, and if somebody says that it's osea, they don't even allow the tshuva to be published. You have to use political clout and without a veil, even to publish it to. And at all, this is not like the use of contraceptives in Catholic dogmas. All right, they are opposed. It's not the foundation of their faith. I mean, Catholicism can survive even the Catholics will practice birth control. And still, it allows such an outrage. And here, all over the United States and Canada, so all the employees that are under the control of the Atex Rabboni, not just Rabboni, but Sadiqim, Kanoim, Kanoim, who mind everybody's business, who are ready to attack everybody, who are ready to attack someone who wears a kippah sruga, but they will not allow any protest against the youth of the nation. So it's a shaman kolom, beishman kodeya. So kinsikonim shebehem loya sisem. So women say on heavy practice, when women get married, so the priest says, for better or for worse, in other words, she's willing to be his wife, for better or for worse. And the groom says that he's willing to be her husband for better or for worse. That's the same idea. An ideal marriage is one in which the husband and wife struggle together and live together and face all the challenges of life for better or for worse. So an ideal spouse is one who is capable of injecting joy in the midst of trouble. That's how simple it is. So that's why the answer is lame. Moyen is that heaven in which the Yitzchis of Eir v'Cheshech are atzurim, are stored. So that can only be said, that can only be said at the Simchas Nisroim and at the Siyam Misakte or Siyam Ashas. Why they don't introduce it? I think that what Yom Shifrin says makes a lot of sense, Yom Shifrin. I can't see anybody in Israel, but I'm not going to be the one, I'm not going to be the one to introduce new things. I don't like to introduce new things. But it's not, no, yes?
So, why should there be
now, rescue. You don't tell anybody that I said that whenever you have a seer on Misakte, you should say a simple name. I didn't say that. I said I don't understand why it's not known. Yes.
Okay. Why is Gila working?
Oh, so that's why. Gila took the practice of the child. The child is also something. So if the parents are nice parents, so the child should be able to inject joy into the lives. Even if, God forbid, sometimes the child is born with a certain genetic disease and unhappy, you should still be able to inject joy in their lives. And if it doesn't, so that means that the parents are not ideal parents. That's what it means. But the child should inject joy in the lives of the parents, no matter what kind of trouble the raising of the child involves. And if he doesn't give them joy, it means that the parents are not known, ethically not known. Not just they're not ethical according to the Torah. They are just psychologically they're not known. Normal parents, whether they have Yerusha Mayim, they don't have Yerusha Mayim, even if they are not Mamim, if they are normal parents, they should be able to have joy from the child, even if the child is born with the genetic disease. All right, so that's why the Yom Shifrin says that we have to say Shasim Chobimene at the Suri of Isir. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Chasani min Aminyen, Vein Aveli min Aminyen. That the Chosn, now, let's say, Birkas Chasanim requires us all. Suppose there are nine, besides the Chosn. So is the Chosn counted, or the Chosn is not counted? So, Rav says, Chasanim in Aminyen, Vein Aveli in Aminyen. The Tziv in his payroll and heal her. So he said, why is it so because so the other people are clear nothing. So when the ovo itself is not clear, nothing itself was true. Machine came Hassan. So the cross himself is in Huye Bisimche and in Huye Shamiya Tare, and the other people who come to the wedding are equal in Huye to Nisameyach, the Chosun and the Kale. So mainly they are all in the same situation. So that's why the Hassanim is in Aniyem, but Abelim and Atma. You see, but it is to be noted that Omar Rav Nachman Rav Hassanim in Aniyem. He doesn't say Hassanim Bikalis in Aniyem. He only says Hassanim in Aniyem. He doesn't say Hassanim Bikalis in Aniyem. Why not? Because we discriminate against women. The woman is subhuman. You see that it's not that way. It's not that way. But why not? And that's mentioned by the ritual in Xubas that women cannot be counted. Women in general. So that's why even the cow cannot count. Who she's callous or she's a queen. Okay, Hosn Dino Melach, so callous Dino Melach. But she's still a woman, effectively she's a queen, doesn't make her into men, so she's still a woman. So melee, so women cannot be counted in that song. There's the ritva said. What's the reason? The reason is very simple. For the same reason that women cannot be counted for a million, for Tire, you know, for the Rosh Bidushin, for Pesach Torah, I mean, it cannot be counted. So the yearly Midira says, why can't a woman be counted in Asor? He says, because anything that requires Tibor, like the Rosh Bidushin, a lot of Tibor. What is a Tibor? Tibor in miniature, it doesn't mean tzibor. Tzibor in a colossal sense, the tzibor of all this world, of course, the women are part of the tzibor just as the men are part of the tzibor. But tzibor in miniature, a collective in miniature, like a mizumen, it's not a mizumen without shem, it's not a youth, it's a shleishah. Or a mino, or a soro, tzibor in miniature, a collective sense, in a small sense, in miniature, a collective sense. So women are mufke of tzibor in a miniature sense, and a mufke tzibor in a colossal sense, has been shown, but in miniature sense, so women are mufke. Now again, this is a discrimination, and that's what all the modern people say. Now, see, discriminating, they're not, we can't invest their input, you know, in the collective spiritual life, so you admit, I mean, that it is, that women are inferior. Don't you admit that women are inferior? I know all the time, yes, I mean, I faced it. I wasn't born yesterday. I know all the time. I went to deliver a lecture in Los Angeles about the role of the Jewish women. So I had there, I know. I don't know where, what part of the brain these tiny emanate from. I don't know which part of the brain. If there is any part of the brain, I hope not the reason for sin, that emanates abnormal logic, so then it emanates from that part of the brain. I don't know any research about it. Neurologists know very little about the brain that way. They are just scraping the iceberg. I mean, they know very little. But if there is a certain part of the brain that emanates abnormal logic, so probably all these times emanates from that part of the brain. I don't know what it is, but probably the brain it is. So, soy a bimurke, I'm not okay. Tibo miniature, so it's in line with what I said last week. What I said last week, I mean, why does the Torah pata women of his secession as mangon? Of his secession as mangon. So it's not because women are inferior, but because women are superior. A man, I mentioned last week that a wicked man is called Roshi. A wicked woman, Mashas. You won't find in Tanakh or in Chazal or in Rishon the term Rishon in respect to women. And you won't find the term Mashiach in respect to a wicked person. You don't say Titus HaMashiach. Titus HaMashiach. Not Titus HaMashiach, but Asaye HaMashas. Not because Asaye was the most wicked person that ever lived. Not because Isabel was the most wicked person that ever lived. No, in all languages, so Jezebel is a synonym for a wicked woman. But there are plenty of people who are much more wicked than Isabel. Plenty of people who are much more rich. But she is called, Isabel is called Mashas. Asai is called Mashas, not Rishon, because Mashas means someone who is not naturally but who instills wickedness into her character. It's called Mashas. A woman is naturally good. Because Rachmones is divided from the term Rachem. So as a matter of fact, Nietzsche and Schopenhauer, they hate women and they consider women inferior because women are soft, because women are compassionate. Nietzsche says women are strong, they are weak. Someone who is weak, who is soft, who is motivated, aroused by fear, is a low caliber. A great person is one who is not aroused by tears, who is above tears. So because of that, Nietzsche and Schopenhauer, they hated women, and they considered women inferior. And for the same reason, so Nietzsche and Schopenhauer considered the Jewish people inferior. And that's the reason as to why Germany picked out the Jewish people as the one people that has to be despised. Because even the Nazis felt in the depth of their heart that the Jewish people is unconsciously dedicated to the qualities of Rachmanis and Chesed and Chol. So male, a woman is naturally good. That doesn't mean that every woman is good. And a man is not naturally good. Rachmanes is not natural innate quality in men. But Rachmanes, softness, is a innate natural quality in men. That doesn't mean that every man has to be cruel and ruthless. And every woman has to be compassionate. So a woman can be an Jezebel, and a man can be a Baal Chesed. But for a man to be a Baal Chesed, to be a Baal Rachmanes, he has to struggle against his inner self. A woman, in order to become wicked, she has to struggle against her inner self. That's why a wicked woman is called Mashas, not Rishon. So a man, because a man was not, a man's character and sight was not molded by the Rebbeinu Shalom, so that Rachmanes and Chesed should be in innate qualities in the man, so Mimele, he had to be stimulated by being encompassed by all kinds of mitzvos, as a shasmangon, mitzvahs that are contingent upon the lapse of time, so that the lapse of time will not ferment his spirit. Otherwise, if he will not be encompassed and stimulated by mitzvahs contingent upon the lapse of time, and by mitzvah of the Gisel B'Gimel of the Lilo, it will not be involved in learning, so his spirit will want to surge and to ferment. The Rambam has one letter to his son Rav Avrom, so he writes that the chometz and tzeir is symbolic, actually to the Gemara in Brachas, is symbolic of the evil inclinations in man. Tzeir shkumim yachid, the Gemara in Brachas says, v'tzineinu la'asis v'tzein chogol v'yadol v'nachol, that's Rav Alexander's theorem at the conclusion of the Amidi, of the Fenestra. Goal of your door for Necho, shall Tineinu Lassus Ritencho, U mi Niake, Seya Shadi Se, U Bishibut Malchus. There are two factors. Bishibut Malchus, that makes a person one desert, and the Seya Shadi Se, the instincts, the biological instincts. So that is called seir. Why? Because the seir, the yeast, ferments the yisah. And when an yisah ferments, so there's a lot of commotion, the yisah rises. So the instincts, they also arouse the excitement in the person, the energy in the person, many times in an evil way. Not in a productive way, but in a very asocial way, not social way. So that's called seir. So mele, the man has to be encompassed by the seir as mangomet and by the mitzvah of Tometor in order to be stimulated, and in order that his spirit shouldn't ferment, that he shouldn't run the search. But the woman, so her psyche was molded in accordance. I mean, this is what I mentioned last week. Why does she say the broche of Shoshana Kertzenek? It's not a broche of dynamics. But Shoshana Kertzenek means that the psyche of the woman was molded in accordance with the eschatological goals reserved for the Bria by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Meis HaMashiach, the one be Pine, the one be Sine, the Rambam says, the one be Tachus, the one be Melis, the one be competition, the one be Milchome, the one be Bloodshed, the one be jealousy. So the eschatological era does not have all these things, Yidisroyes of jealousy, Melis, and envy, and competition, and hatred, Bloodshed, as part of the Isham Loitino, the Loisino, the Loitachu, the Loinochama, nothing. And a woman's psyche was molded that way. That's why, even when there is a Muhammad, and of course, Al-Fadina Muhammad can only be conducted for the purpose of self-defense. Defensive war, not defensive war, Muhammad's Hashus. So only there is and we will be coming, but just like that, to conduct an aggressive war, has we shall it, without divine guidance and divine sanction, has we shall it. So only defensive, if nothing wrong in defensive, it's a mitzvah too. But still, the Rava says that the pshat in Mechemes Mitzvah Hakol Yetzi, Hakol Chosim Chadore, the Kalam Mechoposo, is not that Kale has to participate in war. It means, since the Chosn is Yitzim Chadore, is Amimele, the Kale is Yitzim Chaposa. There can be any Chope, there can be any Simcha. But a Kale, a woman, is not to participate in any combat. It's not for her. Each darker than the Nisha darker than this. I said last week, the Broche of Kibosh was bestowed upon men, not upon the women. So she doesn't need the Mrs. Joseph as my mother. her spirit will not ferment anywhere, even without his blood. So that's why Al-Kadim, what he merely says in the Gile, anything that requires tzibur, the collective, in miniature, minion. So women are muflim, not because they are inferior. A man, in order to assert his spiritual in order to prevent fermentation of the spirit. So that's why there's a meaning of tzibur in there. A woman doesn't need a collective spiritual experience. She doesn't need it. So maybe she's muftas. That's why anything that requires tzibur in miniature, a woman is muftas. A woman cannot be part of a union, cannot be part of a union for the retribution of the Torah. For Birkas Kehanim, she cannot be part of the union of Chasamim. Chasamim Yamin, but not Kawis. Kawis are not men. Chasamim Yamin and Avim and Meis. Chasamim Avim and Yamin. Masniki Korom is a way to Rav. Rav Tane Upol. It's another way. The Rav is free. And the Dreise, they say, Chasamim, the Avim and Itma, Omar Abdis Kama Bechane Hassan Nami, Yelina Veil Nami, Yelina. Mason Hassan Nabeil Nami, Kitan Yahi. The Kabil Nami is the Birkas Amos. We started with him in the Zamina. Shall we hire the Khami? Kitama Bechane. That she come out of the house. That in a villain in a million, that is to be sure of. Be sure. What is sure of? To show a chisri in a kever, for your ace in sure or sudden for either obe, in a hame, when you see the ace, the ace in sobi, the amrin of the sanator, and in sure possibly. Now many things are mentioned in this what the Lord is to this. That I not know today, and know that Birkas Abayim is some brachas. At least not know today, we'll discuss it. And so all the Bishonim comes out. That today it's not known. Even the Rambam doesn't even mention these brachas. So many brachas, the Rambam doesn't even mention. And the Rabbi Haigoyim is in the latest mentions in the name of Rabbi Haigoyim. He was going to this. That in Bodar, in the days of Rabbi Haigoyim, it was not known these. All these brachas were nachmat, achinam yigoyim b'yayam, and yigoyim b'yayam, and yigoyim b'yayam, and yigoyim b'yayam, so many brachas. So, Rabbi Haigoyim says, the Ritva mentions, she lets here mention the name of Rabbi Haigoyim, that he was not known to bother. And the Ramban, Jiras Odom, he says that even this man Chazal, when it was known, it wasn't taconic. It was a minig, and not a minig of chayvah, but a minig of Meshul. It was an image that was known in Bodal Bizman Chazal, but only the Jiras Chishuv. The Chachamim never introduced that image to Jiras Chayv. But only the Jiras Chishuv, so we know that then it became what? So you see that the Rambam doesn't even mention all these ones. But Shure, that's a view, that's not an image. That's not an image. So that's a view. There is a chiyuv in Menachem the Abayim right after the Kvot. That is no to be too. So making sure I'm the Pesach Kvot and the Abayim walked through and Menachem then. So in respect to that, the Obel that requires a sword, that Nichum requires a sword. Of course, Nichum Abayim doesn't require a sword. But that Nichum on the cemetery and the Pesach Kvot requires, right at the Kvoya requires a sword. So suppose there are nine, but we the others are ten, so then there is no issue. There is no issue. He come Rabbi Yechanan Yishua. There are all the Rabbi Yitzhak come Rabbi Yechanan. בואו חיליות של חסנים בעשור, וחסנים נמיים. ובמצבים בעשור, ונבים נמיים. ברוכו בישור המיליקה. So, can you find ברוכו בישור? אלו, צ'יקו מרבי, חנים ברחובו. ברחובו, now this, so Rashi says, ברחובו, כשמדברים לסעובי, צ'יקו משינו, משלחים, ימינו מלכותי, ונדברים לסעובי, ברחובו, ובורכים שומדיר כסבים, ובורש תקמים, בורך נחמדים. And then, not only after the Kvure, was there a ברוכה, but even in Kol Shiva, there was a ברוכה. What is required for the Chadoshis, because this is not all. This is not all. In the Rambam is Mashu. The Tour, the Shekhano, the Mechaba doesn't mention it. The Tour does mention it, what the Gemara says, but then he mentions the Ramban and says that it's not known today, because even the Gemara Chazal, it was only a Rishus. And the Mele, it's not known today altogether. But the Rambam doesn't even mention it. So these brachas are brachas of Kishus. Brachas of Kishus. And they require a song. So Gemara says that when the peace of Kamar Abirichai, the Bolch in the Chasam Basor, the Chasam Namin, the Chasam Basor, the Chasam Namin, the Chasam Yitya, the Kamar Abirichai, and the Chobo. The Lahod, the Kamar Abirichai, the Kamar Abirichai, בורכים ברכס חסנים בעשור כל שיבו וחסונים נמיים וברכסבים בעשור כל שיבו ונבים נמיים ברכס רחובו כל שיבו מייקה ולמורס את יש משכח עשור לפעמים חדוש אם there is new comer who wasn't at the funeral so then at the Kvure shouldn't say the funeral right in the story in the Kvure not the funeral you know today so you have the funeral in the chapel and then at the and most of the same people who are at the chapel, they don't be another before. So here I think that the Ponim Chadoshes is to be determined, Ponim Chadoshes relative to the Kvure. Somebody say, who was not at the Kvure, but he comes to Menachem Davel. So maybe that's called the Ponim Chadoshes. So, there is a Birkas Abelin right after the Kvura, the Rehobo. But then, Kol Shiva Simei Abeles, either the Ponim Chadoshes, the new person who for the first time comes to Menachem, the Ovo, so then there is a Broch. The Broch of the Shiva. Kod Rav Chiyah Barabe, Mitzchem Bonig, Rav Shlofi Shabe, Varma Remas, Nebreit, Rav Shlofi Shabe, Shokat Leinuke, so he was overtaken by tragedy. Yeni kabe, yeni kame yod legabei. Imochal dabro yuhude banach meinu mitogne. Omar iku meinu yuse kol kabinike. Posach yoma de mitogne. Ayara di shema yunas mikaz man of neisha bia shabis moyas af ni boh kish av neem av nisei o neisim chintani di gedam re boh horad. Boh hakamai. Al kein al bachur kins nachani shem this is saying that the Salmon is a clear Rachin. The Kuli Honi from where they are the whole Ted in any Bolo, the whole Zeis in Shabbate, the Eidion in Tuya Mai, the Eidion in Tuya Mai, the Kuli in Barab, the Hakali in Kalo, the Yom in Yechasa the Chupo, the Kuli in Abba, the Kuli in Bani Bolo, the Kuli in Tunech, the Kuli in Shoshim, the Shonu, the Tebo, the Nepa Chol Goro, Ose, the Nchume, Tzurek Mitzayle, what kind of behavior is that? He came to me in Achmogu and then he hurt him, I mean, he tortured him. So, as a matter of fact, this is a lot of the rice. Who you keep the Mishnah in Bamitzias, who you keep as Bonoch, and he says to him, Tirasmusa, because of Frumkeit, Schreier no me no kovet. So he's even a lot of the same Misha Samisa. The same Misha Samisa. So if somebody, Kanoi, writes in paper, and he blames the, let's say, the new religious parents, you know, for a tragedy that overtook, you know, the children, so you shouldn't think that the one, the so-called Kanoye, who said that he acted according to the Aloha. He acted against the Aloha.
And because of ignorance, because he doesn't know what Torah is, because they think that in order to be formed, you have to be swayed by your emotions. So, more, and after all, I mean, to be an activist is a popular thing today, so everybody is an activist. So, the new left is are activists, and the new right are activists, the same thing. Minag HaYehudim, Sifra Hasidim says, Minag HaYehudim, Ki Minag HaKlayei Satidim Shebehem, Ki Minag HaGoyim Shebeseichem Yishem. The Sifra Hasidim said that in the 12th century, when Jews lived in the ghetto, and they didn't mingle with their Gentile neighbors. So what should we say? If the Sefer Hasidim said, Minag HaYehudim, Sha'afu Alei Satirim Shebehem, Ki Minag HaGoyim Shebeseichem Yishem. So what should we say? So we don't have to be astounded and shocked that the Amishgoyim who throw stones and do all kinds of things, I mean, and who come into a reform temple on Simchas Torah and snatch away the Sefer Torah, Amishgoyim, they are not acting according to the Torah. They act against the Torah. And for whom are they, what are they adopting? The Derech HaTorah, the Derech of Dealing? They are adopting the Derech of all the activists among the new left and among the new right. So we have all kinds of things going today. New left, new right, of all kinds, all things, you know. Some in Mele, the Kanoim also adopt their practices. But that's not a Derech HaTorah, too. Of course, the Rambam says that when an adversity overtakes a certain tzibur, so we shouldn't have to show and say, carry, just coincidence. There are no coincidences. And we have to do tshuva. But to do tshuva is not to attribute every trouble and every disaster to the other fellow's chatoi. You have to attribute it to your own chatoi. Other than two souls of chatoi, we are not Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim never attributed it to somebody else, the Chofetz Chaim. Only these kanoim be attributed to the chatoim of somebody else. There was a car accident in Israel because of the chatoim of this one and that one. Not their chatoim. They are perfect. Ishgoyim. And the best thing in order to prevent, to counteract the Chil Hashem is not by defending these Ishgoyim, but by telling everybody, to the whole world, they have nothing to do with Torah. They are just Ishgoyim. They are just adapting the practices of the Goyim. Minag HaYehudim afilu ayei satidim shebehem, ki minag HaGoyim shebiseichem yishem. So Chas V'Sholem, so that this is Rabbi Reisach. When you tell a parent, you know why you have the tragedy? Because of your chatoim. Let's say, even if the parent is in Chal Shabbat HaHesye, but if you tell the parent, because of your chatoim yareveh on the lab of Rishei Mishas Amisim, he knows the Seydis Abriyeh. Of course everything is a chashmi. But how can one dare account for the Maisei Abere? We know why the Holocaust took place. Of course it is a chashmi. No one knows. The Torah says, "V'ruisus achira yufanel yiro." So the Yalk Shemini says, "What does it mean? V'ruisus achira." Achira means a certain historical event after the whole event, the whole episode has unfolded itself before us. But Uponai has reference to a historical episode in the course of the event. So Borisa Sakhira, to be able to understand the purpose of the Chum Bais Rishon, Chum Bais Sheni, of the Masa Atzlav, of the Holocaust that overtook us in the last, 50 years ago, Lachatris HaMeisim, after all the historical episodes will have unfolded themselves, then we'll be able to understand. But now, symposium they hold, one rabbi, another rabbi, former rabbi explains the Holocaust, conservative rabbi explains the Holocaust, a modern Orthodox rabbi explains the Holocaust, Everybody explains the Holocaust. Naturally, what is it conducive? It is conducive to heal the group by many people, and the best to all kinds of stupid talk. The best. So if somebody is orthodox, so you will not have to show them in both a heal of guilt. If he's not orthodox, he'll indulge a heal of guilt too. And he'll get recognition, he'll be applauded. The Shabbos is foiled too today. If you talk against the Rebbeinu Shalom because of the Holocaust, so you have others is foiled. You are foiled. And if somebody is orthodox and he talks about the Holocaust, so talk all kinds of nonsense. I don't care what he is, what card he belongs. He'll talk all kinds of nonsense. Because the Ronisa Sachirai, who finally wrote, until Trias Amazing, no one can explain the Holocaust. Everything is a Cheshmi, but how can we explain it? So it's a terrible thing to explain tragedy on the basis of the other fellow's ideas. It's a terrible thing. There is no bigger Chil Hashem for this. No bigger Chil Hashem for this. So how did the Mitzvah do that? Has to show it. Oh, Kamale, Hoshi Vadlak, who say Adon? In other words, he didn't bring Chassid Sholem to blame him that he was no good. On the contrary, because Tzadikim forced him to bring a door. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dagdik him Tzadikim Zechut HaSaro. So he meant this, because unfortunately there's so much sin in the world by mankind. So, who suffers more than anybody else? Who suffers more than anybody else? The Tzadik HaDor. Omalei kumen in milse kine geshwash at the bowl. First of the Omar of Tila Godin, the God, the Adi, the Chodin, the Rois, the Chayamis, Amorei, Eish, the Yosan, the Chaykan, the Chaykan, the Ispo, the Ruchat, the Shem, the Chayamis. It's one God, but it's not known to me. Omalei kumen in milse kine gil abeil. First of Omar Achim, and Nikoli, Mam, the Kodin, the Ibra, Zeh, Nu, the Vatchem, Lach, Jira, Zeh, 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 אחינו בר נחום סינחם אסכם בורך נחם אבל אומר הבאי רבים שוסו לימי רבים דישתו לא לימי נישת הרישיינים לימי נישת האחרינים לא לימי ואומר אשים לא כשכם פעמים שני רבי איסי לאילה מלגיד דחות אומליקי ואיסות פעמים אומר רבי איסי כמי כחו פסדי מוינו לעמיר הדמינו מי עד עליהם שימות ברד השם Now, people think that Leila Malif Tachodom Tidri Sotan is because that the Chas V'Sholem person talks that way, in a pessimistic way, so that in itself invites Chas V'Sholem a catastrophe in person. It's not the case. You see, the Rabbi said deduces it from the possible. They were Yimul Amir Odomino. My Adalai Shimut Barab Hashem sees them. Now, this has to be explained. When Shaya said, Kizbein Odinu Adir Adinu, so was it his invention? He invented it? Just from his imagination? It was Bimbure. It was the Rohakedek. So, how can we deduce from this that Leila Malvich Tachodom Kirby Sotom? And then, so the first expression was the Ruach HaKodesh, and the other expression was also Shimut Barad Hashem Ksinis Dei was Ruach HaKodesh. So how does it show Leila Malgif Tachodom people is over? But who is the Ruach HaKodesh? The Rambam says there is. Bofnu chesdeyes haloch eches. Hamichiach es chaber itchilo lo yidabal ei koshins ad shiach lemenu. Shenema avolo isis olof chit. Kachom lo chachomim yochil at amichichei uponol mishtane is tam leima avolo isis olof chit. מכאן שאוסר לאודום להחלימס ישראל מקושק לרבי, אף על פי שהמחלימס חבר עניין של אולו ובן גודלו, כחום וחכומים המלבין כחבר ורבי נרחל כל הבא. לפי כך צורך אודום לזויה של רוויש חבר ורבי בנקוטן בגודל וליטרלי בשום שהוא ביש ממנו. ולא יספר לפון עבדו שהוא ביש ממנו. ומה דבר מאמור מדבורן שכנות מחבר? אבל מירושמיים, אם נחוז הבוססיה, מחלים עם איסיד רבים, ומפרסים עם חצי, ומחרפים עם איסיד פונות, ומבזים עם קלון לאיסי, עד שיארזו למוטף, כמו שעושו כל הנביאים בישראל. But only if he kept on being מחייכים, time and time again, and he refuses to heed to the תיכוכה, so then he is allowed to be מחייכם לרבים. But until he tries his utmost in correcting the other fellow's behavior in a good way by reprimanding him privately, no one hears, he's not, if he reprimands him at the very outset, Boradin, so he's even allowed to rise, you see Solochay, the Ramses. Only after he tried many times to recommend him without avail, then he has a right. And the Rambam says, Machlim is the Rabbin Parsim Chetei, Umcharfin is in Yonof, Umibazin and Mikalon Leisei, Achi Yarzal Mutef, Kumisho Osu Kolan Bin Di Yisrael. So the Rambam mentions a right, Kumisho Osu Kolan Bin Di Yisrael. In other words, so, after trying hard to recommend him in a nice way, not in anybody's presence and without avail, then he has a right to reprimand him with a hesia also, just as Nidin did. When Nidin did, let's say, so, he's deimo yinu la meiro da minu. So the question is, what kind of a right is it? Whatever the Nevi'im did, so they did in Buye. So what kind of a right is it that an ordinary Jew was not enough? He also has a right to reprimand another person after he tried to reprimand him without avail, to reprimand him before us. Nevi'im did it, all right, Nevi'im, so. Was al pi adibo. The answer is true. There is a halacha that Novi has the kiyach to be each adolam nato. Yesh kiyach liad Novi akadolam nato. Like Yoba HaKarmel. So he was each of Yisar of Shvutichut, Tzimisa Koros, in order to be master to the other. But this is an exception. I mean, the things that Nevi'im did on the basis of Yesh Kiyach, Yad Novi, Lachadov Nato, are only few. But the other Tichoche, the Nevi'im did, were not based upon Akshiras Dov Nato. So, if it wouldn't be muter for someone who is not in Novi to do it, it wouldn't have been muter for the Novi either. Because it's not mistaber that every time the Novi was Mechia the Jews, so he resorted to the halacha of Yesh Kiyach Yad Novi Lachadov Nato. Yeah, it's good. Like Iliyahu BaHaKarmel, but the other Tichoches are not based upon the halacha of Ilof Tishmon, of Yesh Kiyach Yad Novi Lachadov Nato. So how do you do it? That means that even someone who is not in Novi is allowed to do it. So Mele, this is what the Gemara mentions. As a riot, to the Ilom al Yiftach Odom, people is so fun. In other words, that's not because of fear that has fallen by the fact. I think certain people are becoming superstitious about this. Has fallen, there is no deen that is based in superstition. But people are, Jews are superstitious. I mean, they are Jews. You mention something, so, instead of saying, Kinein Hore, but because after all, to say Kinein Hore is not mother. So they're not good. So then they are mothers. Say, we are in a rat, say, you are old fashioned. But if you say knock wood, such a wonderful baby, knock wood, then you're mother. You see, you're not old fashioned. So people, non-Jews and Jews, are superstitious. So that's why you find out the Jews and the Rabboni to explain this Gemara, according to certain, on the basis of the possibility, the just mentioning enough, the making enough a pessimistic remark, that in itself might conduce a catastrophe, Chas v'Shalom. I don't think, I mean, that this is, I don't want to use sharp expressions, but it's not consistent with the Derech HaTorah. To it. But Leuma Lifta Chodom people is Sotom is because it's not in Rosh Nitzion. It's not Rosh Nitzion. When a person says something, there is such a thing as a Rosh Nitzion. And even when you say Musa, you say Musa, one shouldn't use sharp expressions. That's the trouble with some Rabboni, especially the leaders of the religious organizations. If they attack, if they criticize the Reform rabbis, they have to be criticized. But not to use names, not to call the names. Today, if you don't call names, you don't criticize. It's either or. Either you call names and you demonstrate, or you throw stones, or if not, so the alternative is to accommodate all the Reform rabbis. With the Kroyes, the conservative rabbis, they should be able. It's either. I went in Chicago, so a certain person in the Babichar who demonstrated against the use of the mikveh for conservative jails, so he was arrested. He was arrested twice. So there was a court. So I went to court to testify on his behalf. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, it's all right from the point of view of every American democratic concept. Could there be more sublime thing? Sublime thing than helping out a person who was arrested? What did he do? Through a microphone. He said that this Geirus is no Geirus, and that the conservative rabbis are misleading the so-called converts, that are not becoming Jews. What's wrong did he do? So still he was arrested because he disturbed the peace. He used the microphone. He said it through a microphone. If he had done it, so the lawyer said that he should have said it in a whisper, not through a microphone. But they wouldn't have heard him, the convert. So he used the microphone. So he was arrested twice. So I went to court to testify on his behalf. So then Adrax Rabboni said to me, he came to my house, Adrax Rabboni, very sincere Rabboni, I am just like the Canadian who throws stones, the same thing, who throws stones at the drivers of cars and shops. I am in the same category. Why am I? I'm not throwing stones against the guy. I'm just trying to help them. But it's either or today. Either you throw stones, and if not, so what is the alternative? To accommodate them with the contamination of Klal Yisrael by introducing spurious Jews into Klal Yisrael. You have to accommodate them. You have to accommodate them, even with the ability to exercise Kitten Tor. You should be able to be Marvel Ramzeret. Because it's either you throw stones or you accommodate the conservative rabbis to be Marvel Ramzeret. Such a ridiculous logic. So when the person gives the Choche, so he has to exercise his faith. Whatever is necessary should be said. Whatever is unnecessary should not be said. And sometimes you say one word that is unnecessary, so it's counterproductive, it's very damaging. This Kanoi, this Talmud rabbi in Yerushalayim who entered the Reform Temple in Simchas Torah and snatched away the Torah. So what did he accomplish? He promoted Reform Judaism. He promoted conservative Judaism. This is what they accomplished. Still, the Orthodox militant papers say they praise him so much, he was misnefesh himself. Who needs his misnefesh? Who needs his misnefesh? What business did he have to enter the Reform Temple? He should have stayed in his own shul and learned. Not to do so much damage. And then everything is identified with Orthodox Judaism. The Sifra Bishop Panstein had also, this is what he said, all the rabbonim, all the Rosh Hashivas are responsible for these sects. Why? Because they are not motivated by Allah. They are motivated by emotions. And as far as emotions are concerned, so as the Sifra Hasidim said, they are activists among the blacks, so you have to be an activist among the Jews too. There is a group of activists in the new left, there is a group of activists in the new right, so there has to be a group of activists in the new Orthodox Jews. Another approach. Activist and use all kind of language. What do you gain by uttering harsh language? You don't have to. On the contrary, the Gemara says that also is goreis bereshonim beyom hazeh. You don't have to fight anybody, especially with Hashem sachkas lei, and the show is certain sachkas lei. The reformer by the conservative rise, he shows his achdus way in the maximum way, and the more gives a heter only tzadik gomor. Are we today tzadikim gomorim? It will be good if it will be benign. We're not tzadikim gomorim. So what right do we have, you know, to use harsh language? But that doesn't mean that we have to accommodate that. That there is a choice between throwing stones or accommodating them with Giyosh Leika Aloche. So if it's not right to throw stones, does it mean it's right to have a dialogue with the Reform rabbis and the conservative rabbis in the presence of Prime Minister Shabria? Today this dialogue is taking place, and unfortunately I shouldn't talk too much, you know. So I have to watch my tongue. Unfortunately, our best Jewish leaders, Orthodox leaders, are involved in that blunder. Unfortunately, this is the greatest blunder that is being committed by Orthodox Jews, by Orthodox Ramonim, sincere as they are. But say, Machshavtom Ritzuyo Yitzhadayim. Our Masirim Ritzuyim. Today there is a dialogue. I don't know where it takes place, where, a certain hotel. So, three Reform leaders, three Conservative leaders, and three Orthodox leaders. The greatest mistake. Why is that? Because we don't approve of the other extreme, you know, of throwing stones and using sharp expressions, of coming into a Reform temple and snatching away the Torah. So you have to come with them. And you have to participate in dialogue with them and recognize them as leaders of a certain ideology. The debate, ridiculous. I would like to know whether any American political figure would approve of a dialogue between the members of the Supreme Court of the United States and some other jurist who are opposed to the Constitution of the United States. Whether any American political figure would say, from the point of view of American democracy, there should be such dialogue between the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States and a certain lawyer. There is one lawyer who is opposed to the Supreme Court. So it's considered a Mishugana. You want to vote, but everybody considers him as a Mishugana. no one using it. Will a Supreme Court justice participate in a dialogue with someone who thinks that another kind of government should be set up that is contrary to the Constitution now? Anyone who is appointed to any political office has to take an oath. He has to uphold the Constitution. And what about Aloha? Isn't that as holy, as important as the Constitution for the United States, for the American people? Isn't the Torah as important as the Constitution of the United States? Why do all the non-Jews understand that someone who does not take an oath that he will uphold the Constitution, the law of the United States, cannot be a judge? And why should Rabbonim think that for the sake of peace, of unity, so it's all right to form a national best? Ridiculous from every point of view. Where is the logic? And they are men of logic, but they are such faithful show. So this is what my father said, I mentioned to them. They had a home about the use of the My father said one time, Vakisha Lady of Atreya. Why does the apostle say Vakisha Lady of Atreya? He doesn't mention it in connection with any other mitzvah. Vakisha Lady of Atreya. Seek out the Shalom and pursue it. So why do you seek it out? What do you say? In respect to MS, let's say. Vakisha Lady of Atreya. Vakisha Lady of Atreya. So my father said, because unfortunately, many people, for the sake of Sholem, will do that which is conducive to the antithesis of Sholem. Sholem Amidume, Spurye Sholem. So Rabbi Amelach said is, of course, to pursue this wonderful thing, but first you have to determine what is peace. Now there is peace, and there is appeasement. My father said it in connection with Chamberlain. We all know the story, history, we know about Chamberlain, the big Chamberlain, the Prime Minister. He constantly made trips to Berlin with his umbrella, even if it was a day of sunshine. So he took his umbrella with him. Why? Because he was a very organized man, the big Chamberlain, you know. So he knew that the weather is unpredictable. You can never tell. So even though it looks like wonderful weather, but who knows? Maybe 5 hours later there will be rain. So you always carry the umbrella with you, no matter what weather. In sunshine, you carry the umbrella as if it had been rain. So he went every 2 weeks to Berlin. So he was later shot. He was not about to shot. So what happened to his little shot? He appeased Hitler. He appeased Hitler with Austria, with Detland, with everybody, until when Hitler in Austria invaded Poland. So then he realized that enough is enough. So that's why my father said, in connection with Chamberlain, that is because he doesn't know of the person of Vakisha Lady of Atreya. First he had to seek out peace. What is peace? Don't equate appeasement with peace. So unfortunately today, our best Orthodox leaders are equating appeasement with peace. I don't think we should type any time. Have to you're not in Madrid to type any. Only Tzadi Gomot. And even Tzadi Gomot, we know in Brocha says in Gilead. Only if it's in Hashem, says. Today we're not, unfortunately, we're not in the race. And it's Hashem Yisachar, so you're not allowed to type anybody. And you shouldn't use any harsh expressions. But you don't have to appease them. You don't have to accommodate them. Accommodate them. Make it easy for them to carry out deals. And there are 30,000 Gerim are carried out 30 every year. 30,000 Gerim are carried out by conservative and reform lovers a year. And Orthodox Gerims And you know there are a lot of Brexit in the outlaw field souls. So 2,000 gathering per year. So in other words, the Reform rabbis and conservative rabbis are carrying out 28,000 gales more over and above the number of gales carried out by all the Orthodox of all kinds of shades. Old-fashioned, modern, right-wing rabbis, Orthodox, left-wing, centrist. So they only carry out 2,000 gales a year. And the Reform and conservative rabbis carry out 28,000 gales. And who is helping them? Who is accommodating them? We are. The Kanoim. Same Kanoim who attack a yeshiva student who wears a kippah sruga, who goes to a Hezbollah yeshiva, are doing that. Why? Because it will undermine the funds for the yeshivas. That's appeasing. That's not Cholem. It's appeasement. So, this is what Gemara says. Le'ilam al yiftach hodom pivu misotah. Not because it might has shown and become juicy to a catastrophe of Rachman al-Islam. But, when a person says something, even if he says it, derech tichocheh, so he only use a sharp expression if this is the last resort. If it's not a last resort, you should not use the Shabbos. First of all, to a mechiach, samun barabi, is a misalom. I have to apologize to you. I was very upset last week. Somebody showed me the comment. So, the whole comment revolved around the chilling that takes place in the ship, is apparently something has to be done. Something has to be done. But why does everybody outside of the ship have to know earlier? So true, you're right there, only pure words. You need to mention figures, all kinds of things. You want to be very accurate, mention figures. But anyway, there are many outside of the yeshiva who are not friendly. And they will exploit that, I mean, and they will change the story and tweak the story, and then everybody will say that 95% of yeshiva students are cheaters. Not 1%. Why is it necessary to write about that in the commentary? Why? You forgive me, but I don't understand it. It's not in conformity to the halacha of Tichoch. It's a national arm, the seesaw of faith. Justice begins at home. And you think that you will rectify that way? No, you will not. You will only intensify the polarization in the student life by writing about that. Everybody writes about it. You have to write the paper and you have to mention the sugar from the Misha Punch there. You don't need the sugar from the Misha Punch there. The chicken is a terrible thing. The mention of sugar from the Misha Punch there is it's not Mitao Kudin to be done it. I mean, it's not. You don't have to vote for the Misha Punch there for everything. If you go China, you quote from the Misha Punch there. It's not a good question. The Rambam says, in the Gimel of Kehilim, the Rambam says that those who cheat the goyim, so they are in there on the Pasuk, to the Avas Adishem, Kolei Seire, Kolei Seoda. In other words, so interest, the Rambam doesn't mention Unkalit, but this is what it means. Kolei Seoda, Kolei Dishka, every kind of fraud. Every kind of artist. So comes within the posit of the Avas Hashem, Kolei Seire, Kolei Seoda. Why do you have to quote children? It's not a Kiddush Hashem. People read it, those who are not in love, with us, and with the Mishnah. So he said, well, look at them. To them, chilling, yes, chilling, not chilling, did the shayla they have to ask permission. So the shayla have to ask permission, but you know, one rov paskins one day, the other rov paskins the other way. It's not something you get to quote permission. When you quote permission, I took all these places, I'm allowed to be in the house shabbat. It's absurd. It's absurd. You'll forgive me. And if I could say it privately, so then I would say privately. But how would I do it privately? I should quote my apartment everybody in this year. So, but not everything that has to be said openly. And here there is a lot of reasons openly. And that's not an effective way. It's not an effective way. The better approach would be of meeting with the rabbin, that each rabbi in Shia should talk about it. In every Shia and hammer it into the minds of the students, not to write in the commentator that he distributed and read by thousands of people and among the thousands.